The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. And now, the five stories we're watching today.
One, two, three, four, five.
The top five stories today. This is non-political, but HHS has confirmed the first human case in the U.S. of the New World screwworm. The screwworm has been really wreaking havoc in the cattle industry because some cattle south of the border got it. And then there's been a shutdown in bringing those cattle into the United States because they don't want American herds to be infected by it.
Yeah.
And so, that's why your beef prices are going crazy right now.
Man.
Yeah, because the supply just isn't there. Because of that darn screwworm.
Screwworm, please.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about it. Auchincloss sauce actually clears that right
up.
It works as
kills it if it's alive, yeah.
It works as an anti-parasitic, too. But yes, for the first time in the United States, there is a human who apparently traveled to El Salvador and then got back to Maryland and then had to be treated
for
the screwworm. So they're keeping an eye on that. Number four, California Governor Gavin Newsom is continuing his bizarre trolling on X with a post calling to Make America Gavin Again, whatever the hell that means. He's also been highlighting crime in red states, but he's singling out cities, which in most cases have been, maybe all cases, have been in Democrat control for decades.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, he's an idiot.
Yes.
Number three, Kilmer Abrego Garcia has turned himself into federal authorities. He has been arrested and now faces deportation to Uganda after a lengthy legal battle. Number two, President Trump is also signing an order to end cashless bail in Washington, D.C. as part of the crime crackdown, where D.C. has seen 12 straight days with no homicides. And number one, he's also talking about sending the National Guard into Chicago. The mayor, Brandon Johnson, says there will be a street uprising if that happens. I don't know. This is just crazy Trump derangement syndrome. The sane people would say, hey, I want to see what the logistics of this are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll try to work something out because we all want safer streets.
Yes.
That's it.
It's insane, yeah. Man.
He's made them fall into the trap again.
Again.
It's so crazy. True. Those are the top five things we're watching today. Your favorite pictures don't have to just live on your phone. A digital frame from Aura Frames is the best way to show off your memories. Get $20 off their best-selling Carver matte frame when you use code MVCR at AuraFrames.com.
Got to ask a quick question. Anybody excited about the kickoff of the NFL season?
Not yet.
You usually don't. You're still in baseball mode.
Honestly,
I get that.
I watch a lot of baseball still. Yeah.
I'm more excited about the college kickoff.
Yeah. Maybe it was just because.
College is like the NFL now, though. I just like it with the transfer portals and all the money. And
To me, it was a few years ago. I was talking to my stepdad, who's a big Longhorns fan, University of Texas. Mm-hmm. And when they were going into the SEC, and then you had it all lining up with the NIL stuff where players could get paid, I was like, they are going to be so stacked. 2025, 2026 season, that's when they win another national championship. And now they're going in, coaches poll number one? Never happened before?
Yeah.
So that's why you're in more than usual.
Yeah, because then I'm like, I called it years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not as into that as probably the NFL. But that's
I'll
for a long time.
Because my wife's a big Packer fan, so that game will be on for sure.
Well, I got to admit it. I'm kind of excited. Not because I think they're going to be great this year or anything, but the Netflix doc.
Yeah.
On the Cowboys. Yeah.
How about this Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just watched that episode.
Is it good?
I'm three in out of eight.
Yeah, and?
Yes, it's good. Okay. Well, of course. I think it's one of those because I was watching with a guy that's not a Cowboy fan. It's like, this is really well done. You know, telling the whole story. Jerry Jones buying the team, all that stuff. You know, and all the mistakes that were made, but they build this team. And yet, I don't know how the documentary is going to end. But if it's
a massage parlor.
Well, there was a lot of stuff that was going on, and then there was, you know, the whole Michael Irvin with the, you know, barber scissors stabbing the other player in the neck because he had seniority, and he's like, get out of the chair, because that was a little bit later on when the control had been lost. Yeah. Boys Will Be Boys, Jeff Perlman book. I don't know if you ever read it.
Mm-mm.
I've said this before. It's a fascinating read. If you're a big fan of that team in the 90s, there's part of me that would say, don't read it. Because you don't want to spoil, you know, your memories and thinking a lot of these guys, just good guys, because, man, it does not paint a great picture. But as far as the team that you watched on the field, it was a fun run.
He wrote a book on the 86 Mets, too, which was the same way.
Oh, the Favre book, the Lakers book. The guy's written some great books. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Yeah, I don't think he minds digging in the dirt.
No, Daryl, that's chalk outline. Get your face out of it.
Well, Elster was a shortstop, right? Kevin Elster?
Kevin Elster.
Yeah, during the game, there would be women in the locker room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was insane. During the game.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You hear about players getting deep tissue massages in between innings, you know?
Yeah. Take the rough edge off, I guess. Get up to the plate, relax next time up.
Just Hernandez, they were all out of control.
Oh, yeah. It's.
It was wild. Daryl Strawberry, him, Gooden, golly.
Oh, I know.
Gosh dang.
Yeah, it's something. Okay. All right, biggest story of the day, us riffing on just nonsense, basically. Trump talks about his house being raided. We've got a couple of news updates and a round of What's Your Story straight ahead.